which I will talk about. Not going to talk about it in a bad way. I'm not ill. And in fact, talking about losing weight, we're going to be losing even more weight soon.
Pourquoi?
On the Chris Moyle show. There's so much to talk about. But let's start with the big news that after 2 weeks off, Pippa has forgotten what time. Looking forward to is Thursday night to see my cousin and have a few pints. We're going to go to an Irish bar.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. And I get a text from Dave Masterman, right? Yeah. We've been in the sun. We've been in the sea, sat by the pool. And then all I got to do is go back to the room, shower, get changed. And I am out for the night. And I am so excited. And I get a text from Dave Masterman going,
Hey, mate. Sorry to disturb your holiday. Just need to have a quick chat with you, if that's all right.
And I immediately think there's something wrong.
Mm.
I hope Hannah's okay, because Hannah's... this has come out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe it's out.
Yes, it's out.
Can I say it's out?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So Dave Masterman is going to be a daddy. Sorry, no, stop. Dave Masterman's wife is pregnant.
Yes.
We believe he is to be the daddy. So that's a nice thing.
Cross.
His equipment is working and they're all fine. So
well, apparently.
So I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope Hannah's all right. I hope there's no problem because, you know, for him to need to talk to me. And then just as I'm about to ring him, my girlfriend, who I never ever talk about on the air, who really does exist, goes, you don't think he's leaving, do you? And I go, no, we've been down that road. He's not leaving.
Don't be silly.
But now I don't know what I, you know, I'd weirdly rather that than anything to be horribly wrong. Anyway, so I ring Dave back and he goes, oh, hi. He's obviously at work. He's obviously gone into the green room or somewhere quiet to speak.
Yeah.
I'm, 3,000 miles away or a couple of thousand miles away, whatever it is. And he literally, the conversation goes like this. Hi, mate. Sorry to disturb your holiday. I just wanted to let you know before anyone else spoke to you, I'm leaving Radio X. And
that is what happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was horrible.
I'm like, Dave. Beep, beep, beep.
Like, there's me thinking, Chris is taking this very well. He's just letting me chat.
Oh, for God's sake. So then we're trying to get hold of each other, and then eventually get hold of him, and then he tells me, sorry, mate, I got cut off, I didn't hear you. Oh, what did you hear? I heard you're leaving. Right, so then he's going to tell me again.
Yeah, I am leaving.
Yeah. But it's true. Dave Masterman is leaving. He is retiring from professional radio and professional broadcasting.
Yeah.
And he's going to work for some, hospital radio outfit thing. Oh. It's a charity thing.
That's good. You're putting something back, aren't you? What you're doing. That's brilliant.
I'm going to split my time between hospital radio and the cruise ships, I think, to perform on there.
Yeah.
Well, you'll still be working with a few cruise ship performers at that. Circus clown outfit that you're going to be working with.
Yeah.
But we wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
We're going to miss you, and I hope everything's all right. I hope you stay in touch to a certain extent.
Yeah, just drop me a text once in a while.
And obviously, for the next however long it will be, we will mercilessly ruin your good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the idea, Dave.
And make you feel like the unloyal, selfish scab that you are. It's 6:54.
Very sorry.
Of course you go with our blessing is what we're trying
to
say.
Oh, yeah, well, certainly with our blessing.
And
feel free to go now.
It's worth pointing out, nothing to do with this show, why I'm leaving. Oh. This hasn't pushed me out. It's not because I'm just desperate to get away.
Okay, well, let's find out the root of this.
No, we don't need to go.
If it's not this show, is it Ellis and John?
Nothing to do with the shows I work on.
So Ellis and John and us.
No, fine. All fine.
Is it to do with the shows you're not working on?
No, it's just
John Kennedy's fault.
It's John Kennedy's fault.
Is it something to do with
me? Nothing to do with anyone in particular.
It's me, isn't it,
it's
Dave?
It's Dom, it's you. It's Dom.
Dave.
Makes up stories about croissants, so I'm out.
So it's not, so we're not the reason.
No, of course not.
So what is the reason why? Let's get into this.
There's no point in going into too much detail, but
listeners would like to know.
There's a role out there which means that you progress within your career and you'd be stupid to not go for that role.
Right.
So that's what's happened.
Right. Okay.
It has to happen, doesn't it?
It does. That's how work works. That's what they say.
Brilliant sentence.
Yeah. Dave is taking on a new... He's taking a new slant on Radio Brooker. He's trying to work his way slowly down to a waiter. And that's what it is. He's kind of looked and gone, you know what? When you're at the top, there is nowhere but down.
Mm.
So what is your new title now going to be? You know what it is.
Come on.
Yeah, well, executive producer for a different radio station.
Executive producer. Look at that. And your current title is what, as we speak?
Producer.
Today? Right, so you get a new word.
Yeah, I get That's all it's for.
It's a very important word.
Which is weird. It's weird because Pippa, Dom and I have all come up with new words for you.
Have you? Well. Yeah. Wow, I've not heard those yet.
Mine wasn't executive.
You will. It wasn't. No.
So, yes, no hard feelings. And I wish you all well in your future endeavours.
No hard feelings from you, maybe.
No.
But from the audience. Feel free, 83936
or bring it on.
At Radio X.
I think the general consensus is just as you were starting to grow on everyone.
Yeah, I got that a lot.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Apart from a few who did say he's still not grown on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I'm quite happy if he leaves.
They're lying.
So Dave is leaving. He's going to go and work for Absolute Radio, which is still going, by the way. And so do you know what you're going to be, what you have to do? Do you have to work with Christine O'Connell?
That's part of it, yeah.
Do you have to go in and do the show in the morning?
More overseeing, so not actually in the studio as much. Right. So I might get a bit more reliant.
Is that a huge relief for you?
I enjoy the studio stuff. I enjoy being on a show, but that's how they're all
on that show. You don't want to be on that show, do you?
It's a good show.
How are you going to talk about all my friends?
Well, I don't really talk about that anymore anyway. It's kind of taken on a life of its own, so that's all right.
Yeah, that will tick on.
Sorry, back to Christian. You were saying that's a good show. So it's a better show than this show?
Oh, here we go. I'm not going to start comparing shows.
Mm. So this is a better show.
Needs improving. That's why they're bringing
that's it.
The cross.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've done all the work you can do with us.
My work here is done, guys.
Now you're going to go over there and see if you can make that work.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It's a compliment to us.
It already does work, but, you know.
So what are you looking forward to? So tell me, I'm curious to know your level here.
Yeah.
Are you more excited about working with Christine O'Connell, Michael Portillo of broadcasting, than you are disappointed about not working with Alison John? What's the level here?
I'm very much looking forward to working with everyone over there.
So that's very much looking forward
very
to.
Much, yeah.
And how upset are you?
And I'm very upset about leaving both this show and Alison John.
So very much looking forward, but only very upset.
It was a tough decision.
I think very much upset isn't... It doesn't make sense.
That's and he didn't say it either. That's the thing.
It was tough, but these things happen, unfortunately.
Well, they have happened.
They have.
I don't feel like I got the answer that I was looking for.
I don't think you did.
So who's funnier, Alison John...
A lot of abuse on the texts.
who's funnier, Alison John or Christine O'Connell? Where do you...
Different shows.
As an experienced radio producer, soon to be exec.
Different types of shows, Chris.
No, I'm not talking about the shows. I'm talking about on who's funnier, Alison John or Michael Portillo.
Well, for a Saturday afternoon comedy-based show, Alison John are perfect for that spot. For a weekday breakfast show, Christian does a very good job.
So who does Saturday afternoons on Absolute? That's not as good as Alison John.
I do know who does it. It's a very good show on Saturday afternoons.
How have you heard it?
Because I listen to podcasts and...
No, you don't.
Rob Beckett, who's very good.
Oh, yeah.
He's on at the same time?
Yeah, I think it overlaps. Yeah, it's their rock and roll football show. Anyway, we don't need to talk about Absolute right now because... Right.
They're all comedians, though, aren't they, John and Ellis?
Yeah.
Just pointing that out there for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Lovely stuff.
There we go.
Is Jono still on there? Is Jono Coleman still on there?
I don't think so.
Is Richard Skinner still there?
No, Richard Skinner was more recently on this station.
Oh, was that, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Everybody's been given a show here at some point or another. So Dave is going, and which is, that's a shame. But I'm sure that the folks over there down the road will be delighted to have you.
Thanks. I'll miss everyone here a lot.
Claire's gutted on the text because she's going to miss Hannah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Wow.
Well, listen, be disappointed no more because I spoke to Dave yesterday and Hannah is staying with us.
Oh, good. Very loyal is Hannah.
How does she feel about this? Because obviously we know you. It's all about the money, honey, right?
Not at all.
Well, it is.
Not at all.
Says the guy who gets the night bus in to save his travel expense money.
It's just as easy to get in.
It's as easy to get in. How does Hannah feel about it? Because she listens to this show every day. She ain't going to like that show.
Hannah is excited about the move because, what with a baby on the way,
yeah,
the slightly different working hours are going to be very beneficial. And who's brought the till into the studio?
Sorry, that's me.
Hannah.
Are you? Is it Hannah?
She's just working out how much more money she has to spend on the weekly budget.
Right.
She's going crazy over there.
Hannah is my biggest supporter. She's very excited.
Right.
For what's to come.
Okay, well, that's...
So, you know...
Why don't we hear from her right now? Hannah, come on in.
Hannah's up early.
Dave?
All right.
What's all this about you leaving, Dave?
Yeah, we've been through this quite a lot, remember? We talk about this.
I wasn't listening.
Were you not?
Where are you going, Dave?
Just elsewhere.
Where?
To another radio station, Hannah.
There is no other radio station than Radio X, Dave. Where's your loyalty?
My loyalties will always lie with Radio X, because
Don't interrupt me, Dave.
No, you asked me a question.
I'm telling you, my loyalties are to the Chris Moyle Show.
Do you know what? That's absolutely fine.
Good for you, Hannah.
Well done.
Notice I said the Chris Moyle Show and not Radio X, just in case they poach us as well.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm going to be coming back here, Dave.
Well, do you know what? You're free to listen to whichever show you want to.
And I'm going to be updating the team here on what's going on.
Okay.
With you.
Right.
Wow, she sounds quite riled today, doesn't she?
I am riled, Dom.
You sound riled, Hannah.
Riled is a good word, Dominic.
Sorry. But these things happen.
It's so embarrassing, Dominic. It's so embarrassing.
What's embarrassing? What?
I can't hold my head up where we live.
Why?
Absolute nonsense.
Is that the new station?
Even that man with the beard and the glasses has left. He can't bear it over there, and he was there for years. He works at a sweet shop now, Dom.
Does he?
Yeah, he says it's a lot better for him.
Wow.
Disappointed in you, Dave.
Sorry, Hannah. Well, tell you what, let's chat about this when I get...
Leaving the lovely Chris. I like you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Hannah.
Good to go and work with Armadillo Face. It's embarrassing, Dave. You always said to me, Dave, you never got him. You never understood him. You won all the awards. Every year, Dave, do you not remember when you come back from the Sony's drunk, crying, swearing, after losing again to the man with the funny face?
Yeah.
And now you're going over there, Dave.
Sorry, Hannah. Have a nice day. And I'll be back.
Stick your day up your ass, Dave.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Hannah's upset. And you know what?
What's understand. Next? Capital Disney, your money grabbing whore.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She's very angry.
Very blue.
How much more money is it, Dave?
We'll chat later, Hannah.
Can we get a new car?
Love you. We just bought a new car. Love you.
Yeah, from a car supermarket.
Yeah, but it's great value. Not many miles.
This feels similar to when Paul Hollywood went to Channel 4 for the Great British Bake Off.
Very much. And Dave's going to have the same influence over the road as Paul Hollywood does on the Great British Bake Off. I believe the new lineup for Absolute Radio will be the Crankies in the morning.
that mean you're Mary Berry?
Yeah, of course. Whatever you want. Mary Berry.
Mary. Mary Berry.
Thanks, so, Mark. First nice text.
There's been
Mark.
Lots of nice
There's been
texts.
A lot. Look at that. Surely if Dave is leaving, we should be hearing from Morrissey every day until he leaves. Well, that is another great idea.
It really is.
Morrissey is in the building. I have heard that today.
Should go to the answer.
Together with, you won't believe this,
who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, hey!
Yeah.
Wow. What fun for Monday. Monday.
And I believe they're going to pop in and see us together at the same time.
Brilliant. I can't wait for
With that. Hannah and Angry Mank.
What? Wowzers. That sounds too much, actually, I think.
We'll find out, I'm sure, at some point, how Angry Mank feels about this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dave reckons Angry Mank will be delighted.
He will.
Do you think?
Well, Angry Mank's not the biggest fan of mine, or any of ours, really. No. Quite like you, Pip.
Oh.
Oh. Lady.
Right. Listen, posh lad. Right.
Hello.
No idea where you're going, mate, right? Where you going?
Just to another radio station.
You can't even see the name. Look at that. You can't even bring himself to see the actual word.
Absolute Radio.
Mm. Absolute bobbins, my right. Good riddance to you, Dave.
Okay.
My voice is half Angry Mank, half Hannah. I'm very
Yeah,
confused.
It's odd.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Been away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I'm going.
Okay.
I don't know where. I've not done this voice for a long time, Dave.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's that? Hanging out with Hannah.
Angry Hannah.
Never calls me Dave, usually, does he?
Why are you in here, Angry Man? We're never meant to be in here at the same time. Right. Don't make me say anything. I like you. You're all right. Thanks, Angry Man. But do you know what's more disturbing, right? Is the fact that I think Miles is having some kind of breakdown because he's talking.
Right, don't bring me into it.
Don't try and be clever. Right, come on, Hannah, let's go.
He's bitten off more than he can chew, eh?
Right, Angry Man. Talk to you later, Dave.
Bye, whoever I'm speaking to.
Free Nelson Mandela.
Right, there you are. Yeah. Look at that. All right, well, look, let's take a break. We're going to get on with the show. The news with Dominic is next.
Is Radio X, the Chris Moyles Show.